Lumber Company.
And it was named after Arthur Eugene Wilkerson, W-A-E-W. Jim Hamby is just a young squirt, fresh out of high school, but he's a brainiac. He knew electronics, he knew electricity. Arthur hired him to wire up the radio station. He's a morning DJ here. Had a morning show called Morning on the Mountain with a rooster. Him and a rooster, Omar the Rooster. They were situated on 10th Street in a little bitty radio station, little bitty tiny building. And behind the radio station was a gigantic tower, broadcast antenna. Went about 100, 200 feet tall. Jim put everything on the air, wired it up and everything, and he's sitting there in the morning doing his morning show. And lo and behold, a little boy across the street, what was about 10 year old, rode his bike over, come in the radio station and said to Jim Hamby, while Jim was on the air, "Mister, that big pole just fell out back." Well, Jim Hamby couldn't, first of all, hardly understand the little boy. But he asked him to say it again. He said, "That big pole." And Jim thought, "What pole out back?" He got up, looked out the back window. The whole cockamamie radio tower had fallen. 200 feet of steel had fallen in the backyard of the radio station. Now, how Jim missed that, I don't know. I don't know how you miss 200 feet of steel falling in the backyard. It ought to cause a rumble. Jim didn't hear it. The tower had just fell. And now, radio towers are held up by guy wires. So they don't fall over. They actually crumble. They collapse on themselves. And this one had collapsed on itself. Jim, being the ingenious man he was, went ahead and took some wires, heavy grade wire, and put up some sticks up and down 10th Street in front of the radio station, and run several strands of that wire on these sticks to the tune of the frequency that they broadcast it on. And broadcasted from these wires on sticks to town. It got out in town. Not as far as it would with the tower. So they continued broadcasting while they had another big tower erected. We're talking about one of these towers that it starts out narrow at the bottom and bulges in the middle, gets wide in the middle and narrow at the top. The old timey radio towers. They put up another 200 foot tower out back at the radio station. They had it up about 4 months. High winds come through and blew it over. It collapsed. Jim done the same thing, run strand and strand of wire. The third time they put it up, Jim Hamby had this idea. He said, "Boys, what we're going to do, we're going to take us go down here to the co-op and get us some 55-gallon barrels. And we're going to fill those suckers full of concrete. And we're going to bury them in the ground. And we're going to put the guy wires anchored to those 55-gallon barrels full of concrete." Uh-huh. And that's what they done. They dug deep holes. They filled these barrels up with concrete, buried them in the ground, put the anchor bolts in them for the guy wires, and put them all the way around the tower, put the guy wires. That tower is still standing today. It will never blow down. That tower will never go down. But Jim says, to his knowledge, he has no idea why he did not hear that tower crumble in the backyard. Now, here's why it crumbled. He had run in late that morning at the radio station. He pulled in, left his car in high gear. Back in those days, you had 3 speeds, first, second, and third. Well, high gear, when you parked your car back then, you could leave it in first gear, and it wouldn't go nowhere because it had a lot of gear ratio there. The engine wouldn't let it roll. But if it's at high gear, it'd roll. A lot of people push their cars off in high gear. He'd run in there and lift it in high gear. When he got out, it slowly crept down the hill and crashed in the bottom of the tower, and the tower fell in on top of his car. So he not only lost the tower, he lost his car.
That